Tennessee woman got a letter saying she tested positive for COVID, but she died 7 months ago. The Aegis Alliance, Memphis, Tennessee. A woman had died 7 months ago, but her family members say they got a letter in the mail that claims their deceased loved one tested positive for COVID-19. This was confusing for Sandra Whittington's family because she passed away back in February before COVID-19 was being detected in Tennessee. The woman had died while in the care of a hospice. Her cause of death was from obstructive pulmonary disease, WATN-TV reported.
I'm just having a hard time understanding how they can say someone has COVID-19 when they are not even alive. The woman's son Troy Whittington said. The notice letter came from the local Department of Health and said the deceased mother got a coronavirus test on June 20 and it came back positive. On her death certificate, it was stated she died, what the cause of death was, and it was not COVID-19. It was COPD. The son said. The Shelby County Health Department has issued an apology for the error. However, Troy Whittington questions the test, because the alleged test happened on June 20, but it is September now and it took 2 months for the test results to be sent out. We're talking 2 months later. Troy Whittington said, she needs to be quarantined for 10, well we've got 60 days from the time of the test to get the letter out to her, which is unacceptable. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.